Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim, and we will be doing lesson number 15, the fourth perek, the third and fourth Mishnayos, and we will also, Mirzat Hashem, finish the fourth perek, which is a short perek with only four Mishnayos. Mishnah Gimel, and then Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel. Ezo hi gistera. We learned yesterday about the halacha of a gistera, which is fragile, which is so weak that it can't contain one meal's worth of food. But if it does contain a meal's worth of food, then it is a gistera and it is makabel tuma. So how do you define the gistera? Kol shenitlu wasneho. Suppose you have an intact vessel with a handle, or several handles, and the handles fall off. So now you have a very fine cup, let's say, or jug or barrel, but you can't take it from place to place because it has no handle. That's a gistera. Hoyu bo chidudin yotzin. Suppose you have a gistera, or a keli, a kli cheres, which has a ragged or jagged edges all around it. So protruding, you have little protrusions all around the rim of the vessel. And these protrusions surround the vessel like teeth around the vessel. Kol ha-mekabel imo bezesim. If the space between these protrusions is not wide enough so that olives can flow out of the vessel, but rather olives will be contained within these chidudim, within these teeth, within these jagged protrusions. They're close enough to one another that they can contain the olives if the olives are placed in the keli, and even if they come up to the top of those protrusions, the olives will still not come out of the sides. So this gistera can be used to contain olives. Therefore, mitamei b'mago, remember, this is a kli cheres now, and the kli cheres is only mikabel inside. Outside, on the gav, on the back, the outside of the kli cheres is not mikabel tuma. So if a sheretz, for example, touches the chidud, on the inside part of the chidud, and the chidud is now definitely considered part of the kli cheres, so the whole kli cheres is tameh. Uchenegdo mitameh bo'avir. And similarly, if a sheretz is dangled in the airspace, but not in the airspace down below the chidudim in the body of the kli cheres, but rather the sheretz is dangled in the space where the chidudim are protruding, nevertheless, the whole kli cheres is mekabel tuma. This whole gistero is mekabel tuma, because these chidudim are definitely part of the kli cheres. However, v'chol she'eino mekabel imo b'zeisim, suppose these jagged protrusions. Remember, we're talking about a broken vessel. So when the vessel broke, you have all these jagged, sharp protrusions along its rim. And the protrusions are separated from each other so that olives would be able to flow out, to fall out from between these chidudim, these protrusions. V'chol she'eino mekabel imo b'zeisim, then mitamo b'mago. If the sheretz touches the inside of one of these protrusions, the whole gistera is tamei. Why? Because even though these chidudim are not fully part of the kli cheres, because after all, they can't function to contain olives, to contain even a small fruit like an olive. Nevertheless, they are considered a yad, a hand, an attachment, an extension of the gistero, and therefore, they are mekabel tuma. However, ve'en kenegdo mitame bo'avir, a sheretz dangled in the airspace, not below the protrusions, where, of course, the gistera is then mekabel tuma, but above, in the layer of which is covered by the protrusions, then that avir is not avir klicheres. Those protrusions are not considered part. At most, they are a yad, but they're not part of the keli, and therefore, sheretz hung, suspended in that space where the protrusions are, is not mitame the entire klicheres. Hoysa, suppose you have a gistero, which is muto al sido kamin katedro, which is lying on its side. Again, suppose you have a chovitz, a barrel, split in half, vertically in half. So each half is like this tub, and it, if you use your imagination, it looks like a throne, like a chair in which somebody can sit. You sit on the bottom and you have two arms to rest your arms on, like a katedra. Katedra is related to the word cathedral. It's a chair where someone can sit. A kisei with three walls, one to sit on and two on the sides. Now, suppose this gistero, which remember, according to the Chachomim, in the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, in the Mishnah Aleph of Perek Revi, according to the Chachomim, those walls, which we're now defining as a kamin katedra, are mekabel tumah. So now, suppose there are jagged edges along the rim of this katedra, of this vertically sliced barrel lying on its side. So those protrusions through which, if the protrusions are such that Zaysim could not slip through between the protrusions, mitame bemago, from the inside, sheretz touches them, the whole vessel will become tome. Uchenegdo mitame boavir. If they are so close together that olives can't fall through from between the protrusions. However, v'chol she'enu mikabelim or bezeisim mitame b'mago v'ein kenegdo mitame bo'avir. If the protrusions are spaced so that zeisim can fall between, can spill out over the space between the protrusions, then they will be mitame b'mago from the inside as a yad, but they would not be mitame bo'avir, as we learned in the previous phrase in this Mishnah. Now, the Mishnah adds another interesting din. Shulei Korfios. You have these vessels, which are called the vessels from Korfu, a place. C-O-R-F-U, perhaps it's that place. Or, and they are manufactured in such a way that their bottoms are sharp. They're manufactured originally, they're designed not to be able to stand on their own. You don't want to stand on their own, you got to lay them on the side or prop them up. Similarly, Vishulei Kosim Hatzidonim. The same is true for these goblets made in Sidon, in Sidon, today in South Lebanon, which also are produced in such a way that they come to a point, at the bottom comes to a point and it can't stand on its own, but that's how they're designed. So, afal pisha einom yecholim leishev shelo misumochim, even though they can't stand without being propped up, temein, they are mekabel tumo. Shelekach naasu mitchiloson, that's how they're made. They're made not to be able to stand on this side, for whatever reason, maybe they're prettier that way, or who knows what. Nevertheless, if a keli, klicheres, is designed and produced in such a manner that it comes to a point at the bottom, it can't stand on its own, it is mekabel tuma. Going ahead now to Mishnah Dalet. Klicheres sheyesh lo shalosh sefoyos. Suppose you have a ceramic, a klicheres, a pot, a large cup, or whatever, which has three rims around it. If you look from the top down, it has three concentric circles. It has a wall, but protruding from the wall are three concentric circles. Each circle is a rim around the klicheres. So now, suppose hapnimis odefes. Suppose the innermost rim protrudes higher than the outer two. And the sheretz, for example, falls into the inner keli, into the klicheres itself. So then, hakol tohor, everything which is outside of the innermost rim, are considered outside the keli. They are like the Gav HaKeli, the outside surface of the Keli, which is not Mekabel Tumah in the clays of a Kli Cheres, because as we know, major rule, Klicha'ein Kli Cheres mitamei migabo. A Kli Cheres can only become Tomei if the Tumah is in the Kli Cheres, not if it's touching the outside of it. So here, since the innermost rim is protruding, the two outer rims are outside the ballpark, and they're not Mekabel Tumah. Of course, whatever is within the inner rim is Mekabel Tumah, because that's inside the ballpark. Suppose Hachitzona Odefes, suppose the outermost rim is the one that's protruding, then Hakol Tumah, everything is in the ballpark. The outermost rim is protruding higher than the two inner rims. Suppose you have Hoemtsoyis Odefes. The middle rim, the center circle, is the one that's protruding higher than the inner one and the outer one. Mimeno v'lifnim tomei. So everything within the emtsoyis from the middle rim inward is mekabel tumah. Mimeno v'lachutz, but the outer rim is outside the ballpark. It's lower than the protruding middle rim. It is not mekabel tumah because it is considered to be the gav hakli. Suppose hayu shavos, all the rims are of equal height. None of the three rims protrudes higher than the other two. So in such a case, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, cholkin hoemtsoyis. So what you do is, the inner part of the keli surrounded by the innermost rim, of course that's mekabel tumah. And the innermost rim is the wall of the kli. And so that's mekabel tumah. But says Rabbi Yehuda, the inner half of the middle rim is also Tomei. Mefarshim say, only Midrabanan. But the outer half of the middle rim remains Tohor, and certainly the outermost rim is Tohor. However, the Chachamim Omrim Hakol Tohor. The Chachamim say, those rims which are outside the Iker Kli. So if the innermost rim, for example, is the wall of the Kli, so the innermost rim Tomei, but the outer two is not Tomei. It remains Tohor. Hakol Tohor. And again, there are other Perushim in this Mishnah. We have followed one Perush, and in the process we have finished the fourth Mishnah and concluded the fourth Perek and concluded lesson number 15.